Nazir chapter 6, Mishnah 6, Tiglachas Atum Keitzah, the Tiglachas of uncleanliness. How so? And what this means is the ceremony that he has to go through if he becomes unclean. How does that ceremony work? It says the Mishnah, Haya Mazir Bishlishi of Shvi, he has to sprinkle the waters of the red heifer on him, the Paraduma on him on the third day and the seventh day after his uncleanliness. So anybody who comes in, who becomes corpse unclean, the only way he can get purified is with the waters of the red heifer. That's why today we all considered corpse unclean, and there's nothing we can do about it because there's no waters of the red heifer. So we'd have to sprinkle the waters of the red heifer on himself on the third and the seventh day. And then on the seventh day he would go to the mikveh, which doesn't say over here, but then umagalayach b'shvi, he would also shave that day, umayvi kabonasav b'shmini, and then on the eighth day he would bring his sacrifices. So there's a lot happening on the seventh day. He gets sprinkled with water, he goes to the mikveh, right, and then he shaves, all on the seventh day, and on the eighth day he brings his karbonas for becoming corpse impure. Vim gilach b'shmini, so says the Mishnah, what happens if he doesn't get it right and he shaves on the eighth day? You're supposed to shave on the seventh day, he shaves on the eighth day. Says the Mishnah, maybe kabonasav b'obiyom, he would then also bring his sacrifices on the eighth day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't wait to bring the sacrifices on the ninth day. He could still bring the sacrifices on the eighth day. Amal Rabbi Tafran said, Rabbi Tafran to Ma Bein Zela Metzora. So what is the difference then between this and the Metzora? Because we know that for a Metzora, that if he becomes in his process, he's also supposed to shave on the seventh day and then bring the sacrifice on the eighth day, Metzora. If he shaves on the eighth day, we know for a Metzora he's got to wait until the ninth day. So says Rabbi Tafran, so it should be the same over here. He should have to wait an extra day and shave then. So Amrulai, Rabbi Akiva answered him back. He said, Zeta Rasoi Tluya B'yamav. This one, the Nazir, his becoming clean is dependent upon his days. Umetzora, but the Metzora, Tarasa, Teluya, Betiglachasa, his becoming pure is dependent upon his shaving, not upon counting days. The Einu Mavi Kobin Ela Imkain Haya Mo'rav Shemesh. And therefore, the Metzora, he can only bring a sacrifice if he shaved and then sunset has come. Only then is he pure. And only then is he allowed to bring his sacrifices. But not the Nazir. The Nazir becomes pure just from the days, not from the shaving. It doesn't purify him. And this, says Rabbi Akiva, is the difference between the Nazir and the Metzora.